Good morning. It's good to be here this morning. And I too enjoyed the singing. I thought they were very fitting for what I wanted to share this morning. Focusing praise to Jesus, the Son of God. Aaron asked us to think about the verse and the words as we sang them. And I was especially touched by, we will glorify the King of Kings. And so we want to talk about Jesus, the Son of God, this morning. I want to look at a couple passages in the New Testament that talk about Jesus and the aspect of him being the Son of God. So let's start with Matthew 3, verses 13 to 17. Matthew 3. 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan and John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The first thing I want to look at is the heavenly confirmation that Jesus is the Son of God. We could pull a lot of things out of here, but I'm just going to zero in on verse 16. It talks. It says the Spirit of God descended upon Jesus. He saw him descend like a dove from heaven. And then in verse 17, there's a voice comes out of heaven, and God himself confirms that Jesus is his Son. He said, behold my Son. And then we want to look at Mark 9. You can turn to Mark 9. Mark 9, verses 2 to 8. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered, and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my Son, this is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only, with themselves. So here we have an experience up on the mountain. Peter, James, and John went with Jesus, and they experienced this. And it says that we call this Jesus' transfiguration, when he was transfigured and the glory of God shone from him. And it says they were afraid. And I had to think back when Moses was on the mountain. You think back to that time when he came off the mountain. It says there that he shone so much that the people couldn't look at him. He was so bright that the people couldn't look at him. And I imagine that this is probably the way it was when Jesus was transfigured. It says he was so white as no fuller can white them. And another translation says whiter than bleach can make things. And, I mean, you know, if you think of something that's white in the sunshine, that gleams a lot. But this was gleaming even more than that. Jesus shone more than that. And anyway, when Moses came off the mountain, it says the people were afraid. So whenever men, earthly men, experience the glory of God in this way, different times in the Bible it talks about them being afraid. So this was their reaction here, and they were awestruck, you might say. And again, they heard a voice from heaven that said, This is my beloved Son, hear him. So, heavenly confirmation that Jesus is the Son of God. These two passages show us very clearly that God himself acknowledged Jesus as his son. Let's turn to Matthew 28, 5 and 6. And here we're going to be looking at proof of Jesus, God's son, the proof of the resurrection. Matthew 28, verses 5 and 6. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. So here we have the ladies Mary Magdalene and the other Mary that had gone to the sepulchre to anoint Jesus with spices. And they got there, and all they saw was an empty tomb. They saw the stone rolled back, and they saw an empty tomb. And an angel is there telling them that he's not here because he arose. And so to me, this is proof of Jesus as God's son. You know, Jesus had revealed to his disciples that he was going to die, and he said, I'm going to rise again on the third day. And I don't know exactly how he told them that, but they didn't get it. They just did not understand what he was talking about. First of all, they couldn't imagine Jesus dying because they didn't have they had other plans, or in their own mind they had other plans about what Jesus was going to do. And so dying was not in their vocabulary. And when he did die, then they thought it was over. And I don't think they remembered about the resurrection until it actually happened. But proof of Jesus, God's son, the resurrection. And then we want to look at one more passage yet in Matthew 16. Matthew 16, verse 13 to 17. And this is Peter's declaration of who Jesus is. Matthew 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and some Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So here we have Peter's declaration of who Jesus was. He said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And, you know, Peter saw some of the transfiguration. He was there. He was probably may have been there at Jesus' baptism. I think he probably was. And he heard all the confirmation from heaven. He heard God himself say that Jesus was the Son of God. But Jesus here says that flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto me, but my Father which is in heaven. So God revealed to Peter who Jesus was. And the challenge that I want to leave for us to think about, what I really would like for us to think about this morning, is let's make this personal. Jesus is asking each one of us today, whom do you say that I am? He's asking each one of us this question. And what is our answer? What is our answer to that question? What are we saying in word and deed and how we live our lives? Number one, do we declare to that question, you are my Savior and my Lord? Do we have a personal experience with Jesus that deep inside we know, we have a knowing who Christ is, and we know him experientially, and we know him as our Savior? And then do we declare him to be the Son of God to others we meet? So as we are out and about, as we meet people, as we have an opportunity, are we willing to declare Jesus as the Son of God? Are we willing to share Jesus with others? And I believe that, you know, as we realize who he is and the fact that he can live in our life, he can live inside of us, we're going to have a desire to share that with other people. And then do we show him as the Son of God by the lives we live? You know, if we have Christ in our life, we've been transformed. And our lives should show it. It should be different. We should be different. People should look at us and realize that there's something different about us. And so do we show him as the Son of God? So my prayer is that we are all declaring that Jesus is the Son of God by our words and also by the lives that we live. Do we do prayer? All right, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for the beautiful day that you've given to us. We just thank you, too, for the wonderful time that we can have around your word here this morning. And we just pray that you would be with the service, be with each one that has a part yet. We pray that you would anoint them with your Holy Spirit. We just thank you that we can have Jesus, the Son of God, in our hearts today. Thank you that we can have a personal experience with you. And we just pray that you would help us to pursue that more every day and make it a daily part of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.